And welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Uttery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 11 in the letter to the Hebrews. We'll be in verses 35 through 40. Women received back their dead through resurrection. Some were tortured and would not accept deliverance in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others endured mockery, scourging, even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, sawed in two, put to death at sword's point. They went about in skins of sheep or goats, needy, afflicted, tormented. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered about in deserts and on mountains, in caves and in crevices in the earth. Yet all of these, though approved because of their faith, did not receive what had been promised. God had foreseen something better for us, so that without us they would not be made perfect. Without us, they would not be made perfect. When you do not accept the deliverance of Christ's redemption of your sins, you will continually and absolutely torture yourself into being something that ignores placing God first in everything you do. God tells us through Paul when he says, "So that without us they should not be made perfect," are describing the heroes of the Old Testament, who have obtained their recompense only after Christ's saving work had been fulfilled, enjoying what Christians who do not yet possess in its fullness the beauty of living redeemed, because they are still struggling with the surrender that our heroes of old assuredly portrayed as living for God in all things, willing to undergo chains and imprisonment, because they were unwilling to deny God any time for any reason. I seem to recall the three boys who would not abide by the king's order and was sent into a furnace, heated seven times, and danced with the Spirit of God. Now, I often ask others, can they do this when calling on God? Are you willing to give up the world to share the truth of Christ Jesus? Today, there are many a monk wandering the desert and mountains where caves and crevices place them on a mountain away from the world to contemplate the beauty of living redeemed. This comes as practice, looking at the Word of God each day, learning to talk to God in prayer, constant, knowing what you proclaim will come from the Spirit of He who lives within, for a greater purpose of mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking you to live your will in all things. Prayers from my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty, as we pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those who we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. We have silence for the prayers of others who are dealing with this Ukrainian invasion. Lord, we ask that you work miracles in their name of Jesus. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for brothers in Kairos, the men in blue. We pray for Holy Mother Church. And Jesus' precious blood, by his name we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of Hebrews 11. It's verses 35 through 40. Concludes chapter 11 today. We got a three stanza poem with a one line ending. It's titled Deliverance Accepted Not. Absolutely tortured. Resurrecting their dead, received women nurtured. Deliverance accepted not. Absolutely tortured. Resurrection better obtain their order. Imprisonment, chains, scourging mockery endured. A scorcher. Stoned were they, death by point, being sawed in half. Goats and sheepskins worn without a laugh. Tormented, afflicted, and needy. Earth worthy, not perhaps. Mountain and desert wandering. Earth crevices and caves at last. Promise received not, though faith theirs approved. Better something foreseen, God, his spot, perfectly made not, us without being confused. Fullness possess, Old Testament's heroes approve. Amen. I'm Thomas Hill Cruz Williams. This is May 20th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 6:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, thanks for joining us today as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. I have this amazing opportunity to do some work in the prison. And I'm putting together a program that will be taken to the prison on a weekly basis to help those who are in need of letter writing capabilities, to share their innocence with the political force, those in leadership, and asking for leniency when it comes to certain payments to society. Well, we're asking the Lord for special intentions in that manner. As we close today at 8:44, please pray for the intentions of God First Ministries working in the prisons to help those who are transitioning out as Jesus has requested in us. So visit those in prison. Amen. So please say a prayer for us as we close today at 8:44. We say a good shout out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. And God bless you for joining us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.